and the Chief Executive of Retailability in Durban, Norman Drieselman, is with us this evening from KZN. You are reinvigorating, reinstating and restarting Boardmans. Do tell us what the big plan is here, Norman. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening, and thanks for having me on the show. Yeah, we're very excited to be able to bring the brand back. I mean, I think it held a strong place in a lot of consumers' hearts and minds. And it was quite sad when it was shut down at the time. So our plans are to bring that brand back, bring the niche in that something special in the homeware categories with the value offering back to the South African consumer. So today we went live with our online store. With some great products, and we hope to build it from here.
When Boardmans launched, of course, it was alone. It was a standalone store. It was a store that was different to everything else. The doom and gloom of the 80s wasn't a place of great happiness and joy. And Boardmans brought joy, and it brought innovation, and it brought design, and it brought function into South African kitchens for the first time. It was a really innovative idea by Tom Boardman back then. And kind of then it fizzled and eventually just died of old age, I think, and people ignored it. And a market where suddenly everyone is getting invigorated about homewares. And you had the emergence of Yuppie Chef, now owned by Mr. Price. Mr. Price has got Mr. Price Home. And every major retailer has got home stores. You're relaunching now into a fiercely competitive market. How are you going to stand out?
Yeah, so as much as the market is incredibly competitive at the moment, there is still a gap within the value segment. And we feel that if we can bring that same something special, bearing in mind the doom market of the late 90s is not dissimilar to the doom market now in retail, I'd argue. So there's definitely scope for that something special, but at great value. And I think the value offering behind these special items, whether it be in the coffee categories or whether it be in entertainment, baking and cooking sections, you know, there's still a lot of entertainment and fun being had at home. And we want to be in that game. We want to play part of that. So this is our segue into it. And it's a great diversification for us as a retail group.
Yeah, Boardmans was top end. Boardmans was exclusive. Yeah. Boardmans was expensive, but good quality. I've still got pots and pans that I bought with some money I got for Christmas 1 year, 20 years ago, Brabantia pans. They're brilliant. Are you competing in that market, or are you saying, hold on a second, Yuppie Chef has got that one cornered. We can't compete there. Let's go more towards the value. You play?
Yeah, so I see us playing underneath Yuppie Chef. We will leave them to the price points that they play in and their top end niche. What we're looking for is what is the niche product for the next tier of consumer. And we feel like there are a lot of them out there looking for something a little bit different to what you would pick up in your discount or volume home players. And that's where we'll find our niche.
Is it all driven by imports?
A combination of imports, brands, and we are actively looking for some local options for us. But at the moment, we're really importing and driving local brands, such as the Nespresso and Weber and all that.
I now suddenly had a little memory where Boardmans became Edgar's Home. Does Edgar's Home still exist, or is Edgar's Home shifted back to Boardmans? What is the plan?
Yeah, so we have a small home offering inside the Edgar's doors at the moment, a couple of selected stores where we had space, and that was our ability to really test whether or not there was still appetite for home at the positioning that we wanted to peg Boardmans. Based on some of the success that we've seen there, we've decided that we're going to go and launch the standalone concept. So Edgar's Home is not the way we see it going forward. We see Boardmans as being able to justify its own place in the world. And that's the format that we'll be driving our home offering.
Yeah, I've Googled Boardmans and lots of options have come up. Is it boardmans.co.za?
Boardmans.co.za.
Okay, that explains it, right, because there are lots of very strange other Boardmans all over the place as well. Now, thank you, Norman, and thank you for restarting Boardmans. It's a great South African institution. How is Edgar's going, by the way? I mean, you are a private company. I don't expect full disclosure here, but you took Edgar's out of business rescue. You trimmed it back. Yeah. You cut back the stores that I think Grant Patterson was in the process of considering cutting back when COVID hit. And you've got you should have a much leaner, more focused, more much more profitable entity on your hands right now.
Yeah, we've seen great success in the turnaround, and exactly that. I think the rationalization of space, The refocus on private label and value has meant that we've been able to generate some profit out of Edgars. And we're very excited around the extent of the turnaround. We've got some way to go, but great encouraging results. And it's nice to have a strong, sustainable Edgars in the market.
Yeah, and I've seen the bags in the malls. Thank you, Norman Dresselman. He's the chief executive of a company in Durban called Retailability.